Last week, the Pew Religion and Public Life Project published an extensive report, A Portrait of Jewish Americans. It includes population estimates, demographic information, a study of religious beliefs and practices, and much more data about just who Jewish Americans are and how that's been changing. Congregation Kol Ami is Utah's largest synagogue, and we invited Rabbi Ilana Schwartzman to offer some thoughts on the Pew study. She says there weren't many surprises in the report.
Not particularly, and I think maybe that was what was surprising, was that this really reinforced a lot of what we experience in Judaism and Jewish leadership, and that it's not that any of this was necessarily new. It was that there was a factual, data-based survey that reinforced what we expected to be true.
And a lot of it focused on the question of Jewish identity, which for American Jews is probably the central question in the community.
Well, I think that's right. And I think, you know, there are questions of who is a Jew? What kind of Jew are you? Where do you fit into things? And historically, it was easier to be part of the Jewish, you know, community because people weren't allowed to be part of other communities. And so now that we're assimilating strongly, the question of what does it mean to be Jewish and what does it mean to belong to a Jewish community have become really central.
What does it mean? I mean, so many Jews are call themselves non-religious, non-observant. Is that the big divide in the Jewish community now?
Observance, I think, is part of it. I think that we've known for a long time that people identify Jewishly in different ways, right? That there are people whose parents are Jewish. There are people who come to Judaism for the religion. There are people who are very text-oriented, who are tradition-oriented. And there are people who are trying to figure out what does it mean to live in the modern world. And so as a Reform Jew, one of the things that I would argue is that all of those things depend on any given person. As the millennials start to come up, questions of identity, especially in-person identity, become even more powerful. And so what does it mean to be Jewish? For me, to a certain degree, it means that you're willing to stand up and say, I'm Jewish. Having said that, there are definitely things that I would want Jews to participate in terms of their Jewish community, in terms of Jewish knowledge, Jewish ritual, and Jewish thought. But again, that's going to vary from person to person.
You talk about millennials. They are more likely than ever to come from a mixed family.
That's true. That's
true. Their mom's Jewish, dad's not,
or vice versa. Absolutely. And so a lot of that is mom and dad figuring out how they're going to raise the kids from the very start. And a lot of people who are in mixed marriages got turned away at an early time from a synagogue that said, because we want you to only marry Jewish, we're not willing to welcome you. And it's just not the case anymore. I would say that probably 50% of our congregation here in Utah is mixed families, and we're trying to figure out how it works for these families and how to help the kids get a Jewish identity. So, for example, there are a lot of kids that will tell you that they're half Jewish, and I always ask them which half, right? Not that it's mom or dad, but like I want to know if they're split horizontally or vertically. But I think what they're saying when they're saying it is that spiritually they're split. They don't know where they fit, and part of our job as a synagogue, as a Jewish community, is to tell them that they do fit, whether mom's Jewish, dad's Jewish, that they should explore their own experience of Judaism.
How is being Jewish in Utah then different from the rest of the United States?
Well, religion is a very important thing in Utah. In places like New York or LA, the coastal places, I don't know that actively participating in religion is as important as it is in Utah, right? If you're in New York, you can be culturally Jewish. So you go to the same deli as everybody else. You hang out in a Jewish neighborhood, right? In Salt Lake City, we don't have that sort of critical mass that would make that possible. And we do have a dominant faith that really encourages people to be very active in their faith. So first of all, that encourages people in my community, in the Jewish community, to be a little more active. But also, if they think that they don't like the way that the dominant faith influences the culture around them, they may decide that organized religion is more negative for them. And so it has a polarizing effect, both people who get more involved and people who get less involved.
We've already had a Jewish governor.
We have. Not in recent memory, but we have.
But nonetheless, the only non-Mormon governor of the state of Utah. Mm-hmm. Has that had an influence, or is Simon Bamberger just forgotten anymore?
Certainly not within the Jewish community. The idea that Simon Bamberger was given the ability to govern in Utah meant that Jews were welcome here in a way that people might not have assumed. Whenever I tell people I'm a rabbi in Utah, they say, there are Jews in Utah? And the answer is yes, there are. And not only that, but we are full parts of this community. We can govern. We are, you know, very involved both in politics and business and fully involved in the communal life here in Salt Lake City and Utah more generally. And that's a very comforting thing as someone who might be seen as an outsider in Utah to know that we're not actually outsiders, that as far back as Simon Bamberger, as far back as Brigham Young, helping us to acquire the space for our cemeteries, right, we've always been incorporated as part of this community.
And as currently as Patrice Arendt and David Litvak.
God bless. Yes. Patrice is my legislator, and I talk to her fairly often. David Litvak is on the board of the synagogue, and we're thrilled to have them participating both in Jewish life and in the larger life of Salt Lake City and Utah.
Ilana Schwartzman became the rabbi at Congregation Kol Ami, Utah's largest synagogue, in January of 2011. Dan Bamas, KUER News.